And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place. Let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth. And the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. Goodness is what we're going to be talking about a little bit today. And that's the first time it's brought up in the Bible. It's on the first page of the King James Version as God is creating everything that exists. And every time he creates something, he calls it good. And so that's a pretty good result. That's a good example of the results of the Spirit, because coming from the Spirit came all the things that we see around us, and God called them good. And I just want to make a little comment here this morning that we have been looking at the fruits of the Spirit, and in the King James Version there are 9 of them. In some other translations there are 12, the older ones, and that's why, like, if you look at the history of the church and many of the different imageries of the church, it'll talk about 12 spiritual fruits. And the other 3 are not in that verse in the King James Version, but they are still in the Bible. And they are chastity, which I'm going to talk about the Sunday before Christmas, because with Mary and everything, that'll be good about that. And the other one of them is modesty, and that one's not in that verse, but it's often mentioned in the Bible, and moderation. And the other one is generosity, which actually would have probably been a good one to go today with the widow's mite reading and everything like that. So I just thought I'd tie that in while we're on it, but I'll address that again later after we get done with these 9 that are in the King James. We'll talk about those other 3, but generosity oftentimes in the United Methodist Church is Stewardship Sunday, and we've already talked about the apportionments and about our gifts and about the things we need to do and the church needs and that the community needs and that we can be a part of. And so hopefully that will all tie in also with goodness as we think about the goodness of the work that we are doing here together, and not just the worshiping part of it, but worshiping as we leave and work and serve and give of ourselves to each other and to the community around us. All of that is a part of continuing what God began when he spoke these words that I read at the beginning and began creating. We're continuing to work in his goodness. Goodness is one of those aspects of kindness, which is an attribute of love, and it's a common element, an essential element in all of the spiritual gifts and all of our ministries. God is good all the time, and all the time?
God is good.
God is good
all the time?
And all the time?
God is good.
Amen. There's a hymn that we sang, I think we sang it last Sunday in the praise time, but that has a couple of verses in it that bring us to the thought of goodness. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light, inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise, unresting, unhasting, silent as light, nor wanting, nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above thy clouds, which are fountains of goodness and love. You know, we use the word goodness a lot, and as I've been thinking about goodness, I've been hearing people say goodness. And Sally had a really excellent message today, and she said good a whole bunch of times during that. It kept standing out to me. And then songs and Bible verses, and, you know, just like when you're thinking about a word like this, then you're tuned into it and you hear it everywhere you go. And we use that word because we want to be good. We want everybody, people to be good. We want We don't want bad, we want good. We want, somebody says, how are you doing? You say, well, I'm doing pretty good, you know. We want to be doing good, and it's just a part of creation. From the time when God, he didn't say it was good when he said he made light, but that's what he made first. And then after he made the light, then went on with the other elements of creation as he made each thing. I guess he could see in that light that he made that it was good at what he made. And so that goodness is part of who we are as part of creation. Creation, and including us, is good. Vine wrote, describes that which being good in its character or constitution is beneficial in its effect, pleasing to God. And he lists these ways that Christians are to prove it, work it, follow after it, and overcome evil with it. In Ephesians, Paul wrote, for you were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and having no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever thou dost, make manifest his light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. We plant those seeds of goodness like we do all the other fruits and the other things that we do, anything that we do, the things we've talked about here in the service that we would like to do and have to see the church do, that has to come out of prayer. If it doesn't come out of prayer, then you know you can't have a plant out here if you didn't plant the plant. If those seeds were planted, you're not going to have a harvest. And the planting of the seeds is in prayer. Therefore, we also, in Thessalonians, Paul wrote, pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of his calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. And all of that God might be glorified in us and through us. And so that goodness is something even for us to study and rightly divide the word of truth. We want to be good at what we do. And what we do is love our neighbor and love our God and do good. We want to be good at doing good and take that as something we want to grow and become better at. The Bible tells that Jesus was anointed by God with the Holy Ghost and with power. And this is how Paul said it in the book of Acts. Peter, and I think it was Peter. Well, anyways, in the book of Acts it says that he was anointed and that he went about doing good. So we cultivate this as we do our other crops, practicing. And we have our general rules of the church that have been passed down to us, which I read every once in a while. And I recently read this one when we were talking about goodness and kindness a few weeks ago, a month or two ago. And that second general rule is do good. And that it's expected that anybody that wants to walk in salvation will do good. By doing good to people's bodies as much as that we're able to do physically to help people, and to their souls by instructions. And so that is a part of who we are as United Methodists. We're people whose first rule is do no harm, and our second rule is do good. And in our discipline, and that has come down since before we were ever called Methodists, when they were just a little holy club meeting together like a little Bible study group where it began in England. That was the rule. And they had a whole thing that lists there that you can read today by all the ways that we can do good and lots of examples for that. But we do good as we form habits and rituals for doing good so that we're not just thinking that we've been doing good and find out we weren't doing it at all. But some of our church groups here, for example, we have the Faith book club that meets each Thursday, and they do good. And they not only meet and study, but they also have projects that they do to do good for the community, and sometimes for people on the other side of the world that they have done projects for and supported those works. And that is something that they do to do good. And it carries out into other things that they do as well. And the United Methodist Men have been meeting on the second and fourth Saturdays, and we've working on getting organized as a United Methodist Men's unit of the United Methodist Church's organization of United Methodist Men, and meeting, having breakfast, and doing little projects, trying to do good things. And as we form those habits, then that becomes not only a part of what we're doing regularly, but then it encourages us to think about that in other ways that we can do good. And each Sunday at Oakview Rehabilitation, the worship service, and going around and visiting everybody and being there on a regular basis, that's a good thing. And it's a way to do good regularly and have that as a habit. And then that too extends into other things that we do. And so there are other ways to do that too in the church and in the community groups around us. We know that there's all kinds of things, activities and programs going on in the community to help people that we can be a part of. and on our own, we can establish that as a pattern to have support and encouragement and help for friends and family and for others. And all of that's going on right here amongst us in the congregation. So think how that multiplies out what we're doing. And just think about the ways that you do good and how that makes you feel like you're being who you're supposed to be. And then it makes you want to do more, right? It automatically just does that. And so we encourage that and encourage each other in doing good, provoking one another unto love and good works, is the way one verse says in the Bible. There's a hymn, another one of those many hymns that Fanny Crosby wrote, has the verse, perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. Well, I read this passage about from Genesis, just a couple of verses about from the creation, and it goes on to say, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And then the story continues. And God did some more things and saw that that was good. So he did some more good and some more. And he created us and saw that was good. So then we started doing good. You know, it just keeps multiplying. And that goodness then becomes actually a fruit of the Spirit. Of spiritual life brings forth the fruit of goodness, bearing more goodness and continuing. And even, you know, when we do good, we don't just do more good then, but that it helps other people then to have something that they can be a part of and to do good themselves. So it does spread and grows and multiplies after its own kind. John Wesley's rule attributed to John Wesley has been handed down for all these years, and I'll close with that. Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can. In the name of Jesus, amen.